your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, welcome back. Start of the second half here in Oneonta. 24-8, our score. Sydney on top of the Oneonta Yellow Jackets. And, you know, big opening drive here for Oneonta when they get the ball to start third quarter.
Here's the drone flying above the field.
Boy, we've seen that thing buzzing around here. And if you don't know, Oneonta does a great job with streaming their games and video, and they do a lot of good stuff. So this drone game is zipping by us here, and then it went sky way up in the sky. But the thing is probably getting some great video tonight.
That drone is the second coolest thing I've seen here tonight.
Oh boy,
yeah. By far the coolest thing for our listeners, Nate Wall's vest lights up.
It's a heated vest. I got it for Christmas last year. Goes on a little battery pack. I usually wear it under another coat when I'm at games where I'm down on the field. Soccer, I wore it all last weekend for soccer. And it's great. It's been great for games. I have two batteries for it. Highly recommend.
Yeah, I'm standing next to Iron Man over here. Like,
the only thing I don't love about it is that it's very obvious you're wearing something that, because this little button here lights up and it has the different settings for like high, medium, low. But people are like, what's up with your coat? Why is it like blinking?
Well, that's what happened. I was standing next to you and I was like, if the light's on your vest, what's going on? And you said it heats it. You said it cools it too?
Nope, just heats. So I'm sure they'd make one that maybe cools, but it's like sitting in your car with a heated seat. It's nice.
I got my dog a cooling vest. I don't know.
Hey, you know, I mean, I personally, I'm always cold, so I don't need a cooling vest. I definitely need the heated vest. And it was great. Like last weekend at soccer, you know, down at the Wright National Soccer Campus here, it's windy. And I just always get cold. I've always been that way. And so this is definitely a little hack to keep me a little warmer.
You never fail to just impress me with something. I don't. If I had known about this on the podcast, it would have come up.
Oh, boy. Well, all the credit to my wife. We wanted to get one for my dad for last Christmas. And she snuck another one on the order. And she said, I think this would be perfect for games when you're always texting me like, I'm freezing.
So you picked it out for your dad.
My dad had seen it somewhere and kind of like hinted for Christmas, and I said, yeah, we'll find it. So we did. And it never even dawned on me. And she said, you need this. And I said, that's a good idea.
Great, because you would never think that the gift you picked out for someone else and you get.
Yeah, so, you know, I opened it up on Christmas Day, and I said, isn't this for Dad? She said, well, I got you one, too. And at first I thought, I don't know if I'll wear it or not, but I'm telling you, if you are a fan that is out at games all the time, especially this time of year, or, I mean, it's great in the spring, too. It has been a lifesaver for me a couple of times. So,
is there a weight to it?
No, I mean, it's just a vest.
It doesn't look like it.
All it has is down here, I have a little battery pack, USB, so you can recharge the batteries. No, not heavy at all. So it's very nice.
Modern technology.
I've had, you know, as someone who is outside a lot, I've tried the heated gloves and things like that. I think this is just nice. It keeps your core nice, and that definitely helps. So, and tonight's not so bad. I didn't necessarily need it tonight, but there's been some cold nights.
How long does it last?
I mean, I used one battery all of last Saturday when I was at the soccer games from about 10 in the morning until 4 in the afternoon.
Wow.
It died right about 4 in the afternoon, and I went to get the second one out, and I said, I'm good. It's not that. It wasn't too bad. I'd say I was probably, if you have it on full blast, 5-6 hours, pretty good.
That's pretty good.
And you just go home and recharge it. So these guys on the field right now certainly don't need it because they're running around getting warmed up for the second half with Sydney on top 24-8. So Oneonta, a big possession, as we said, to start the third quarter. They get the ball. If they can go down and score here, they're right back in this game. Sydney has got to be chomping at the bit, like, give us that ball back. We want to put the icing on the cake here. You know, early, yes, but they would love to have this score a little bit wider than it is at the moment.
This is a big opening drive for both teams. If you're Sydney, we can make a stop, get the ball back, take some more time off, maybe punch it in. But if you're Oneonta, we can go down, put the ball in the end zone, make it a one-possession game, which is exactly what you want, especially to start the second half. Get a little bit of momentum back, carry that through the second half, and pick up a win here on your home field.
Yes, senior night here for OHS. You have to wonder what was said at the half by Will Neal and his staff pretty much like, hey, guys, this is a division game, but also we're on our home field. It's senior night. This is the last, one of the last times our guys are going to play here. We got to go out and get back in this game.
For my senior night, we played against Norwich here. It was great.
It was great. How did it end up?
But the best part of the whole game was at halftime, they had their cheerleaders lined up with a sign on the field, and I ran through it.
I have heard this story. Did we talk about it on the podcast?
We didn't talk about it. We may have it in one of the first podcasts maybe or something like that, but after halftime, they were lined up. So, yes, I ran through it. And for your Norwich listeners, yes, I'm that guy.
And here is a short kick.
Oh, it's actually Sydney ball.
Oh, yes, Sydney does get the ball. Boy, were we remembering wrong? Did I write that down incorrectly? Wow. So Sydney's going to have the ball. So take everything I just said and pretty much throw it out the window. Wow, I apologize.
We're both on the ball tonight.
I swear that Sydney had it first, and that's what my notes said. But, okay, so Sydney has the ball to start the third quarter. My apologies.
Well, now it's even a bigger start to this half, because if you're only on it, you don't want to go down three possessions here. But if you're Sydney, if we can go up three possessions, that's huge.
So Sydney with the ball at midfield after that short kick by Oneonta. And they'll go to Oliver, and just punishing run here by Oliver. And he's brought down by a gang of Oneonta tacklers here at the 49-yard line.
I'm curious to see what adjustments both teams made at halftime, but especially this Oneonta defense to stop Oliver and, of course, Dylan Easton, their quarterback. I'm curious to see if they've switched anything up. We haven't seen too many pass plays from Sydney, but the couple we have been just overthrown. So I'll be curious to see if the Sydney offense at halftime made that adjustment and go, we may have something there.
Two wide receivers to the right, one to the left. Easton will keep it, runs up the middle, pushing his way forward to about the 45, tackled on the play by Ethan Harrington. And will Sydney try to work a little clock in this third quarter with a 24-8 lead? Big day on the soccer circuit tomorrow. Girls sectionals across all class sizes. And then next week we'll really get into the thick of things. We should have a final update on the volleyball MAC championship as well. Dylan Easton wants to run to the outside here on a third and five and stays on his feet and is across the 40 to the 36. Move those chains. I think we have an Oneonta player down, but another nice run there from Dylan Easton. We're going to take an injury timeout here. There is an injured Oneonta player on the field, so we'll step away. 10:45 to go here in this third quarter. Sydney leads 24-8 on WCDO.
For over 20 years, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney has been the area's premier used auto dealer. From compact cars to heavy-duty trucks, we have one of the biggest selections around, plus guaranteed credit approval. Check out the entire inventory and apply for credit online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. At Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Butler Auto Sales, a proud sponsor of high school sports.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily blue plate specials, and the staff is friendly, and there's plenty of parking, too. At Bob's Diner, our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's Back Room for meetings and parties, too. Call 967-3111.
DTC, Delhi Telephone Company, is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. We wish our local teams great success this season, and we remind moms and dads that DTC offers dedicated high-speed internet service to many towns in Delaware County and is continuing to expand our services throughout the county. DTC also provides quality digital cable TV programming, reliable phone service, and home security systems. For more information on DTC, high-speed fiber optic internet, and our other services, visit DelhiTel.com or call 746-1500.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Injury timeout complete. Sydney was able to run one play, a run by Easton on first and 10. Picked up five, so now a second and five. Hand off to Oliver. And he gets about four. And right at the line here. And so this is going to be a third down and one. Sydney driving with 9:50 to go in this third quarter. Ball at the 28-yard line here for Sydney. So nice opening drive, and again, it's Easton and Oliver, the workhorses here, Sky, for the Sydney football team.
Yeah, for sure, and then they're doing the same thing, they're picking up, I mean, Easton's had a couple longer runs, but the 4 or 5 yards of play allows them to pick up third and short like we see again here, which has been the story of the night so far for Sydney.
Run up the middle here on third and one. Boy, tough to tell. I think with a second and maybe a third effort, Oliver was able to pick up this first down. Yes, he got it here for Sydney. Wow, good running. And they needed that, too. That would be tough if this was a fourth down here deep in Oneonta territory. So an update here, the 3-seed Delhi volleyball team has upset previously undefeated 1-seed Walton 3-1. So Delhi is your MAC champions for volleyball for 2023. Congratulations to the Bulldogs. And a fumble here by Sydney. It's loose on the turf, and Oneonta's got it. On the 28th, that ball came off the hands of the running back. And the Jackets are able to fall on it. Wow, big play.
Big play. Looked like there was a miscommunication between the quarterback and the running back there. And then it looked like the running back for Sydney fell on the ball, but somehow the ball went flying back towards the line of scrimmage. And Oneonta with a big break here early on gets the ball back as Sydney was driving. Let's see if Oneonta can go down and put this in the end zone.
It looked like they were going to fall on that. And then, as it often does, the ball squirted out again. And Oneonta gets it back, now going left to right. Here is Nelson, wants to take off. The QB steps up to the 30 and is tackled at the 33 with 8:40 to go, third quarter. Jackets with the ball, a very important drive here, trailing at 24-8 on their home field. And so this will be a second down and 5 to go. Two wide receivers split to the left, two to the right. Nelson barking out signals, running back on his left hip. Hands it off, and the run going forward for Nolan Stark on a second and 4. He's able to pick up about 1, so 3rd and 3 coming for the Jackets. And so this will be a crucial 3rd down. Again, going left to right, they're at their own 35-yard line here. They need 3 yards. Drops back. Nelson wants to throw. He's got a deep receiver here, and it's hauled in by Nolan Stark and a flag. First down here across the 50 to the 48, and another big catch there from Stark. Wow.
He's made all the tough catches tonight.
He really has. That was a contested catch, and they're going to say it was pass interference on the defense. Talking to Coach Neal now. Yeah, he's made a couple of throws in traffic, or a couple of catches in traffic. Yep, penalty is declined, so they're going to take the ball right into Sydney territory at the 47. What did you see on that catch there, Sky? How did he pull that down?
It was just a great job catching the ball at the high point for the defender, and the defender made contact with him, but great job positioning himself the right way, getting his hands up, jumping up and making a play.
7:45 to go in this third quarter. A run up the middle. Good, hard-nosed running and keeping the legs moving. There was Aiden Hendricks, and he was just pumping those legs through the line. Good for 7 yards, second down and short coming up here for the Jackets. And so the white hat official going over, talking to the Oneonta sideline here, getting a few things straightened out. So it's 24-8, Sydney football leading Oneonta on the road, but the Jackets are on the march here.
The Oneonta offense has a little more pace to this half so far with how quickly they're getting back and lined up and running plays.
Waiting for the snap, and QB keeper fooled the Sydney defense for a second, but then tackling in the backfield. Nice job here by Sydney. And I want to see who that was. Devin Baker on the tackle was able to just clip Nelson, the Oneonta QB, enough that he couldn't get around the corner. Well done. Open field tackle with 7 minutes to go, third quarter. And so, again, a third down crucial here for the Jackets on a 3rd and about 4. Waiting for the snap. Nelson rolls to his left. Here comes the rush from Sydney. Nelson to the outside, flips it forward, passes complete to the 22. Nelson, a great job just holding on to that until the last possible second and then jumping it off. And a great catch sliding at the 20 by Nolan Stark. That was a gutsy play because he had two Sydney defenders breathing down his neck.
And it's always tough for a right-handed quarterback rolling out to the left because you're throwing back across your body. So tough play. Great job.
So this will be a first down. They'll run to the outside. Nothing doing this time. And Astrologo was in on the tackle as Oneana ran a little sweep to the right. Nothing doing. 6:15 to go in the third here. A division contest between Sydney and Oneonta under the lights at Lloyd Baker Field at OHS. In the shotgun, Nelson with three rod receivers split to the right. Hand off. They go up the middle. Run here by Hendricks, and he was tackled at the hips and brought down after a gain of about two. 5:45 to go here in this third quarter. A huge drive here by the Jackets, and they are inside the red zone now at the 19-yard line, going left to right. Again, they're in the royal blue uniforms with the gold trim, the gold helmets. Sydney's in the all-white here tonight with the maroon trim and the gray helmets. Snap. Nelson drops back, looks to his right. He's got a receiver. It's complete. Nelson to Nelson again, caught at the 10-yard line as Aiden finds Eden, and he's pushed out of bounds. That's been a good connection tonight.
I think he's just short of the first down, so we got another big fourth down here coming up.
Oh, boy, yep. He got pushed out right at the line, so this is fourth and less than a yard, I would say. And you wonder, do they just keep it in the quarterback's hands? He's athletic. Can Aiden Nelson just run this one up the middle and get this half a yard or...
And that's tough for the receiver right there to know exactly where the first down marker is. But if you know it, you got to try to your best to stay right in front of that to pick up the first down.
Waiting for the snap. He's going to keep a QB keeper.
Gets
to the left. He's got a lane. Sheds a tackle. He's got the first down. Tackled at about the 6-yard line. Looked like he was maybe going to go, but he got the important yard.
First down there for Oneana.
Huge. And this keeps the drive alive with 5 minutes to go in this third quarter. 24-8 is our score. Sydney on top of Oneana, but the Jackets trying to clip their way back in here. Thanks for joining us as well on WCDOsports.com. All our listeners there, that's courtesy of SFCU. Also on 92.3, our frequency in Norwich. Snap is low. Nelson turns to the outside. It's complete to Stark, but he's tackled by Devin Baker at about the 8. Brought down on the play with 4:40 left here in the third.
Baker has really impressed me tonight with his open field tackling.
Me too.
He's really done a nice job.
Maybe an early play for our defensive player of the game.
I'm just saying, he's done that numerous times tonight where he's made a one-on-one tackle, and that's really difficult to do.
Waiting for the snap here on a second down. Nelson to the outside, shed the tackle. Nelson's got a lane again, but he's met there. And we got a flag on the play. Brought down here by Sydney on defense. Coming up to make that tackle for the Jackets was Aiden O'Connor.
Looks like they're pointing at Sydney, but I didn't see anything.
I didn't either, and the flag came late, almost, you know, kind of when the group was tackling him.
Face mask.
Face mask against Sydney. Boy, that is tough. So Oneana's going to pick up a little bit. They don't have a whole lot of real estate here, is there? Right on the goal line, but that will certainly help a little bit here with 4:10 to go.
Coach Matthews certainly does not like that call, just looking at him over there.
Yeah, he's on the far side and looks very animated at the moment, but an automatic first down, so that helps.
And if there was a face mask, I certainly did not see a big one, that is, at least. Like, you know, sometimes we definitely clearly see it, but on that one I didn't, but it must have been just enough.
I thought we had a pretty good angle on it, actually. But, yeah, I didn't see it either. First down here and goal to go for Oneonta. About the 3-yard line. Nelson running to his right, looking for receivers. He throws. It is complete. And, no, they're going to say he's down on the one, maybe the half mark. It's tough. Very, very close. I don't know how he didn't get in.
So I think that was the old my body was in the end zone, but when I fell, the ball was not. And it's the ball that has to cross the line. So I think that's what happened there.
Clock still moving. Down to 3:50 to go here in the third. It's 24-8. Jackson after Logo kind of trying to come in, and he can't get there in time. As Nelson's able to push his way in, I thought after Logo was going to be able to make the stop, but instead Nelson pushes in, puts six on the board here for the Jackets with 3:40 to go in the third. That is a big play here, and this is even bigger, this two-point conversion.
This one's huge because as of right now, it's still a 10-point game, which makes it two possessions. So they're going to need this right here, this two-point conversion, to bring it back within one score.
Jackets are in the huddle as they get set. Again, a big two-point conversion. Two wide receivers, now three, are split out to the left side, one to the right. Shotgun snap here for Nelson. Man in motion from left to right is Nolan Stark. And they run it up the middle. It's good with Nelson. Looked like they hit it off to Stark, who actually tripped and fell, but Nelson kept it himself. Good thing he did. He cashes in. It's 24-16. Jackets are back in this game late in the third. We'll be back on CDO.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426 for Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. DNBD meets all your financial needs. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back. 3:40 to go here in the third. Our score is 24-16. Sydney leading Oneonta, but that Oneonta touchdown, the second of the night for Aiden Nelson. Remind me here in a minute, Sky, we'll have a out-of-town score update here from the Walton football game, as this is a onside kick, and I think Sydney's just able to fall on it. Boy, that thing was a pinballing around there, and Sydney does fall on it.
That was a great onside kick there by Oneonta, but Sydney lucked out on that one.
Walton is playing at Spencer Bennett and Cander tonight. With 2 minutes left in the fourth quarter, Walton is up 14-0. I'm told Spencer has only run three plays in the second half total.
Wow.
So that must be just ground and pound Walton football. What do you think?
And using the entire play clock and picking up 3 yards a play or something like that. That's impressive.
That is very impressive and looks like maybe a nice road win for Walton tonight. Again, leading 14-0 there over Spencer Bennett and Cander. 2 minutes left. I mean, game started at the same time, and they're way ahead of us here.
Wow. Yeah, you're right. Huh.
Yeah, so. All right. Back here in Oneonta. That first down run was good for about 2 yards, so a second down and 8 coming up for the Warriors, going right to left late in this third quarter. Man in motion from right to left. Easton barking out some signals. Easton wants to run to the right. He's got a little block and heads to the outside, and not that time. Oneonta busting through and bringing him down on the play was Grayson Brockington. Well done.
This is huge right here for Oneonta. If they can pick up a stop, get the ball back down one possession, this is a big play right here.
Big play here, as Sky said, for this Sydney football team. Had a 24-8 lead at the half. It's currently 24-16, late third quarter. They're going to go back to Garrett Oliver. Going forward, he's going to come up short by about 2 yards as he ran to the left. Fourth down at midfield. I'm assuming Sydney's going to roll the dice here. We'll see.
It's a tough spot to be in. Do you take your chances there and possibly give Oneonta a short field? It looks like they're going to go.
They're going to go for it here. Coach Matthews, a big believer in that philosophy. Two wide receivers to the right. Easton might be changing the play here at the line. Everybody's checking their little wrist sheet here with 2 minutes to go. Easton in the shotgun, wants to run to the outside, and does not get it. He got a yard he needed to. If they changed the play, it didn't work, and Oneonta gets the ball back at midfield.
Huge for Oneonta right there, and you got a short field. now. Go down, put this in, tie it up. That's what you're thinking if you're on Iana.
1:57 to go here in the third quarter. And it's Sydney 24, Oneana 16. Jackets get the ball back. And a big stop on that play. He's getting a lot of high fives as he comes off is Eli Daggy for Oneana. So the Jackets in the royal blue with the gold trim going left to right pick up this ball. And they are one score and a two-point conversion away from possibly tying this game up. They throw to the outside. It's complete across the 50 to the 49. Complete there to Tanner Tubia. Good for about 4 yards on the play. As that clock continues to wind down here, this is going to be an exciting fourth quarter here, Sky.
We've got ourselves a very exciting fourth quarter coming up, especially if only I can go punch this in right here.
Second down and about six to go. Midfield going left to right, right on that Yellow Jackets logo. Hand off up the middle, nothing doing. Is that Sydney line after logo was there, Oliver was there, they shut the door quickly. Just think about that Walton game again. That game went extremely fast.
Well, if you know the clock's always running, but you're just picking up a couple yards here and there, I mean, it makes sense. But what is going on? Oh, they're finally getting up off the pile.
That was a big pile.
I saw the guy rolling around in the corner of my eye. I didn't know what was going on. But, yeah, that's really got to be...
It's a fast game. I mean, when you were on the Walton staff, did you find that when you run that much, games do go a little bit faster?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
You're asking me to remember back a couple years.
Waiting for the snap here on a third down and about seven to go. Nelson chased out of the pocket to the right side. Coming forward, he did a lot of extra running and is able to pick up a couple of yards. But it's going to be fourth down and about three to go at the 46-yard line. They're in Sydney territory, but huge fourth down coming here with 20 seconds to go here in this third quarter. See if they get this playoff. They don't have to rush, but they're going to. So here's a fourth down. Waiting for the snap. Three wide receivers to the right. They need about 3 yards. And did he jump? Nelson's got five on the play clock, and time's going to run out. And so the first play of the fourth quarter will be a crucial fourth down coming up for the Jackets. After three quarters, it's Sydney 24. And only on a 16, we'll be back on WCDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Nate Lowe, Skylar Thompson with you here as we start the fourth quarter, so end of the third. Sydney football clings to a 24-16 advantage over Oneonta. Let's set the scene here, Sky. A crucial fourth down. What do we got, about a fourth and three here for the Jackets?
Yeah, because they switched sides. A good pickup. I forgot that happens in football, but... Yeah, fourth and three. This is so far the play of the game, right? I mean, if you're Sydney, you get a stop. You have a short field in front of you. If you're Oneana, we keep the ball and hope to go down and tie the team. So right now, this has probably been the biggest play of the game.
Huge play here for the Jackets coming up. As, again, now they go right to left. Ball at the 48-yard line. Man in motion is Nolan Stark. Instead, it'll be a QB keeper up the middle and nowhere to go. Sydney sniffed that out. They saw that he was going to keep it, and Logan Mott came crashing through and brought down Nelson. And so to start the fourth quarter, Sydney's going to get the ball back. But Sky, we got to say, so much time in a one-score game really could go either way still.
There's still a lot of time left in this game. Anything can happen, whether it's a penalty, a turnover, anything can impact this game right here. If you're Sydney, the offense hasn't really been moving the ball, so credit only on his defense, but are we going to look to do anything differently play-wise? We haven't seen too many pass plays. I thought that those looked pretty good in the first half, but I'd like to see them do something a little bit different.
So here is, again, another run up the middle for Sydney as they now go left to right. And I'm just, again, that's another run by Dylan Easton. And the punishment that the Sydney QB takes, really just pretty amazing here, Sky. He does it time and time again.
And he's a quarterback going up the middle. And he's not, as you said, he's not the biggest guy. So it I would imagine, take a little bit of wear and tear, but it doesn't show for sure.
And so this will be a second down and four. You got to wonder how much ice they're using in at home in Dylan's house on a Friday or a Saturday. They try to go to Garrett Oliver, and he is brought down by the Oneonta defense. Ethan Harrington, who's been a monster tonight, leading the charge. Riley Waltz was in there as well as Efren Rivera.
Ethan has been huge on that defensive line.
He just seems to always be everywhere in there tonight for the Jackets.
Another foreshadowing for defensive players.
Yeah, we whoever wins this game, obviously we usually give two to the winning team for our awards, one to the team that loses, but a lot of good candidates here so far tonight. A throw by Easton to Deion Taylor to the outside. Good for a catch and run of about 4 yards, and he picks up the first. We have not seen Sydney throw the ball that much, but they're able to get Taylor involved there.
I love that play call right there. They did a little play action pass. They showed the run and then a quick little screen back to the left. After running the ball so often, and as you said, we haven't seen too many pass plays, for a nice little fake run with a quick pass like that, great play call to pick up a huge first down.
So Sydney now going left to right here with about 10.5 to go in this fourth quarter. And Sydney leads 24-16. A run to the outside for Easton, who has 2 touchdowns so far tonight. Gets to about the 35, and the QB sweep to the outside works again. And now it's going to become a clock management thing here in this fourth quarter. As, Sydney will want to go down and punch it in, but I know Jeff Matthews wants to chew a little clock as well. Yeah, so, Sky, that game, 14-0. Walton defeats Spencer Vanette and Kander. And, again, as I'm told by the Walton coaching staff, Spencer ran 3 plays in the second half. That has to be so frustrating as a coach to say our offense didn't even get a chance. And now here's a snap ball is on the turf. It was loose. And both teams wrestling and scrambling for it right at midfield. I think no, Oneonta's got it. They pulled it out of the pile. Sydney is upset here. We got a flag on the play. A Sydney player was trying to talk to the official. He was visibly upset, got almost in the official's face. I think the Sydney player is trying to say he was down. But Oneonta has this ball, and we're going to have to see what the repercussions are here. Wow, tough break.
Now, that play call I don't like. He did it. They tried to do like a behind-the-back pass to the receiver who came behind them, and I didn't think that they were in a spot to try to need to attempt anything like that in this situation. Moving the ball, you're up 1 score. Last thing you want to do is turn the ball over, and we see that's what happened right there, and then there's going to be, obviously, an extracurricular foul, personal foul, whatever, with the referee.
So I think what Sydney, the player, is upset about is that ball came out. He chased it back about 10 yards. He fell on it. I think at that point he's thinking, I'm down. A couple of Oneonta guys were in the area on top of him. And as they do in the dog pile, everybody was fighting for the ball. Then the official says that it's Oneonta's ball. And when that happened, he got very upset. He got up, he talked to the official right in his face, and then his teammate said, you're gone, and they took him over to the sideline and escorted him off there. But we're going to have to see. They're talking things over here.
And you know, normally there's obviously not a good time for something like that to happen, you know, where that's acceptable for what the player did. But at the same time, when you see a player react like that, I almost do think that he probably had a case. Because normally
I agree.
They don't get that animated if they really don't truly think I was clearly down, and then the guys jumped on top of me and then got the ball.
Right. I think he thought I was down for long enough. Why was this not whistled dead? Coach Matthews wants an explanation here. Let's take a 30-second break while they work this out. With just under 10 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, it's 24-16. Sydney on top of Oneonta. We'll be back on CDO.
The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's are proud supporters of high school sports on WCDO. And McDonald's is hiring for all shifts. The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's offer flexible hours and will work around school schedule. Apply online at mcstate.com and select the Sydney or Norwich McDonald's. Or stop in and ask for an application from one of our managers. McDonald's of Sydney and Norwich is an equal opportunity employer.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
All right, we just took a little time out there to make sure we sorted everything out here. So with 9:38 to go, fourth quarter, it's 24-16. Sydney on top of Oneonta. And if this stands, a fumble is going to give Oneonta the ball back at midfield. But they are still discussing this here. They've gone over and talked to both coaching staffs. And there could be talk about the possession. There could be talk about the penalty after the play. Still a lot to talk about.
Well, the Oneonta offense, it looks like, is definitely out there, I think. But I don't know.
Now, I mean, one of the officials just pointed almost to say, like, Sydney ball. But, boy, they are still working this over here.
And I think the other thing that makes it tough is if it is Sydney's ball, right?
Where do you spot it?
And then you have to add the 15 yards as well. And they're walking all the way back to the original line of scrimmage.
So they're at the original line of scrimmage.
All right, we're going to need an explanation because he's marking off the 15 from the original line of scrimmage.
This is about where the fumble occurred.
But Sydney ball. Okay.
I mean, we are not in the position where we have a lot of ability to listen or talk to the refs, but Sydney gets this ball back, no fumble. I think the 15 was...
Well, none of the fans got an explanation either.
Yeah,
we can hear.
No, everybody wants an explanation. Sydney's going to have this ball on a second down at about a country mile here. I'd say second and 20. Easton steps up and runs to the outside to the 40, 35, and he steps out of bounds. He gained a good chunk of that back. Sky, could it be the fumble and then, I mean, that's right where he fumbled the ball, too. I'm trying to think if they brought it back here just because of the fumble, or was it unsportsmanlike for him getting in the official's face so they marked off 15 and that's where it happened to be?
The only thing I could think that would bring the ball back to the original line of scrimmage was it wasn't a fumble.
Okay.
Right, because if it's not a fumble,
could it be an incomplete pass?
It could have been an incomplete pass, therefore no fumble, where Sydney would keep the ball regardless, and that's where it would go from the original line of scrimmage. But no one, it seemed like, was really informed of what was going on. We obviously were not. But that's the only thing that I can think of off the top of my head of why, because the ball was, regardless of where the fumble was, or the... wherever, the fumble happened behind the line of scrimmage. So
right.
I can't imagine why you would mark from the line of scrimmage unless it was an incomplete pass.
Very interesting. In the meantime, an Oneonta player has had a cramp, and they've been able to work that out and get him to the sideline. So we will have a third down and a very manageable four here for Sydney inside Oneonta territory, going left to right at the 35-yard line with 9:20 to go, fourth quarter, and Sydney leading on the road here at Oneonta, 24-16. So this has been an eventful drive here for Sydney.
And as I said, that's the only thing that I could even think of, because the fumble was behind where the line of scrimmage was, of course, because it would have happened from where the quarterback was.
Right.
So even if they marked the ball from there, it would have been behind the line of scrimmage. So, and now we're having a timeout. So.
We're having a timeout. Sydney wants to use one of theirs, and you know what? We'll take a break as well. 24-16 is our score. Sydney is on top of Oneonta late here, well, early, I should say, about 9 minutes to go here in this fourth quarter. We'll be back on WCDO.
With cooler weather on the way, now is the time to think about getting your furnace and those air ducts cleaned for this year's heating season. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Clean of Sydney, and I wanted to take a moment to remind you about the basic maintenance of your heating system at home. It is important to do this annually to prevent expensive repairs later on during the winter months. For all your heating, air duct cleaning, plumbing, and electrical work, give me a call at 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
For over 90 years, Bainbridge Memorial Works has served the Tri-County area and beyond with the highest quality and most personal service. Gary and Lindsay Gifford proudly continue this family tradition, providing expert workmanship without pressure. They offer a large inventory of granite monuments and markers, as well as cemetery lettering and cleaning services. Family owned and operated since 1927, Bainbridge Memorial Works is open year-round at 92 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Call 967-3986 or visit BainbridgeMemorialWorks.com. Bainbridge Memorial Works. Our guarantee lasts a lifetime.
Barnard's Hometown Hardware in Bainbridge has got you covered for fall. Leaf bags and rakes for the yard, stovepipe, furnace filters, and supplies for the wood stove, heat tape, window plastics, and water pipe insulation for those cold winter days. And they stock RV supplies, including power adapters, black water holding tanks, RV antifreeze, awning cleaner, and more. Lean and Tree greeting cards and nails or screws by the pound, too. It's all at Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. Everything you need for your home. Close to home.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Man, welcome back, everybody. In the meantime, Sydney was able to pick up that first down, and so they're still at about the 30-yard line. Easton is throwing for the far corner of the end zone, and that is intercepted by Oneana at the 5-yard line. Coming down with it out of the night sky was Jaden Grubaugh. Intercepting that pass looked like it was going to be a great catch for Sydney. Instead, an interception gives it back to Oneana with 8:45 left.
What a play by that defensive back right there. That was impressive.
Wow, really nice interception there by Grubaugh. And now this gives the ball back to Oneana, down one score. They're down 24-16, 8:45 to go in this game. Here's the timeout situation. Sydney has two. The Jackets only have one. Just keep that in mind as we get down the stretch here.
You know what? To explain the fumble play, I think the player for Sydney that got the unsportsmanlike, I think he made such a compelling case for the first time ever.
All right, this is going to be a run up the middle here for the quarterback, Aiden Nelson. He's pushing the pile forward for about 5 yards. So, you know, the Jackets have a lot of time here. Clock is moving, 8.5 to go, but they're going to have to march this thing 90 yards to have a chance to maybe tie this game up.
It is important to remember it is 8, so they not only need the touchdown, they do need a two-point conversion as well.
Yeah, the two-point conversions have been clutch for both sides here tonight. So the Jackets now in a second down and 3 to go. Here's the snap rolling to the right. Rolling to the left. Throws on the run. Pass is complete from Aiden to Eden. That Nelson connection. And a gain of 10 and a first down here for OHS. And that has been the great connection here tonight.
It really has. And as I said earlier, he keeps rolling to the left. And that's so interesting because for a right-handed quarterback, normally you want him going, rolling out to his strong side. But it's worked very well so far.
So a first down opportunity here. Jackets going right to left. They have the ball at the 18-yard line. Snap is low. It's on the turf, and he's just able to fall on it here before Sydney could get in there. Looked like one of those situations where his legs took off before his hands did. No harm done, except they lose about 3 yards. Thanks for joining us as well on WCDLSports.com tonight. That's all brought to you by SFCU, also our game audio archive. We record these games. We put them back up there so you can listen back anytime. All the free download, courtesy of SFCU. 7.5 to go here in this fourth quarter. Again, a throw to the outside. Nelson to Nelson. Aiden finds Eden, and he's wrestled out of bounds at about the 25-yard line. So a third and long coming up, a third and 10, maybe even third and 11 here for the Jackets. And you give the ball back to Sydney here in this situation, possibly. You're starting to run out of time here.
And the tough part is if they don't pick up a lot of yardage in this situation, you're third and long, and you're on your own 24-yard line, you know, you've got to punt in that situation, I would think.
So here is Nelson in the shotgun. Two wide receivers to the left. He rolls to his right. Here comes the rush. He escapes, still on his feet, wants to throw, but it's knocked down. And a nice play there by Sidney. And I believe that was Devin Baker.
What a play.
Came in and just swatted that down. Kudos to Nelson for keeping it going, but Baker ends the threat.
He made a heck of a play right there. He came up from his defensive back position, attacked the quarterback, got his hands up to deflect that pass. What a play. They needed that right there.
I was amazed at how Oneana's Aiden Nelson was able to keep that play alive, and the desperation throw is then knocked down by Baker, who is now back to receive the punt to our left. Oneana trying to punt on the run here with Nolan Stark, and it is another punt that just does not go very far. And so this is going to give Sidney the ball in Oneana territory. Sky at about the 34, is that right? Maybe somewhere in there?
No, I didn't even get to the 30-yard line, Nate. That's going to be on their own 29-yard line. So you saw that earlier in the first half where the punt went about 6 yards, and this one went about five. And that's a tough spot. What they're doing is they have him rolling out, and I think he's trying to read to see if he's got a lane to run. And at the last second, more or less, punt, and that's tough.
Yeah, he's trying to punt on the run, so it's not a traditional punt. And I thought maybe he was going to tuck it and run that time.
It looked like he was going to for sure.
So here is Sidney now with great field opportunity at the Oneana 30. And Easton says, give me that. He runs to the outside, sheds a couple of tacklers across the 20 to the 15. And this is a huge opportunity for Sidney. They score here. They could, you know, wrap this up and maybe put a bow on it. We'll see.
And if I'm the Sidney offense right here, I don't think I'm going to risk a throw. I think I'm going to trust my ground and pound like I've done all game with Easton and Oliver. It's been very, very successful so far, more so in the first half, but even still, I don't think I want to risk that as well as I want to keep the clock moving.
Want to keep the clock moving. And if Oneana does get the ball back, they would have limited time to work with. 6:45 to go here in this third quarter. Sidney leading 24-16. They led 24-8 at the half. And it's been a stalemate of a second half with some long drives by both teams. Oneana was able to cash in. And now Sidney knocking on the door again.
And Sidney's got no reason to rush. They still got 15 seconds on the play clock here.
And they are taking their time. Play clock's down to 10. Game clock at 6:20. Easton, with two wide receivers to the left, takes off and runs right up the middle again, protecting that ball. And he's down to the 10-yard line, and he's tackled there. And this is exactly, I think, what Coach Matthews wants. Get up the middle, keep the clock moving, but still pick up the yards that you need.
And the biggest thing you're telling your guys right now, when you're going up the middle, especially once you get stopped, you have to have two hands on that ball at all times and protect it. Do not let this get stripped. We're in a perfect position right here to pick up another first down on this play, but even still, put it in the end zone. Like you said, it might be putting the bow on top of this one.
You know, and both teams have had some costly turnovers when they've been putting a nice drive together. Sidney cannot afford one here. They threw an interception on their last drive of the game. They go to Oliver. He runs up the middle. Oliver down to the 5, pushing the pile forward to about the 3. Couldn't ask for much better there with 5:25 left. Great field position here for Sidney inside the 5, and the clock will continue to tick here in just a second.
Oliver just does not go down on that first day. He just keeps going.
Beast. He has been a beast. He ran very well in sloppy, muddy conditions at Delhi a couple of weeks ago. Sidney came up short in that game, but I was just so impressed on how Easton and Oliver were able to run that day for Sidney despite cold, slick, muddy conditions. 5 minutes left, 24-16 our score here at OHS. Easton up the middle again, but he's dragged down by the Nelson brothers, Eden and Aiden. But again, that clock continuing to run. Sidney with two timeouts, Oneana with one, and they're probably trying to save this in case they get the ball back. Stay tuned for the postgame show in just a little bit. As we'll have our three awards, offense, defense, and all-purpose players of the game. It's going to be a third down here for Sidney, about a third and 5.
Second.
Is it a second? Yes, second down, sorry, second down. Easton looking over to the sideline here, and Coach Matthews says, I'll burn one of these. with 4:12 left here in this third quarter. Sydney takes a timeout. They lead 24-16. But Sydney's knocking on the door. We'll be right back on CDO.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla is accepting new customers. A visit to the pharmacy shouldn't be a hassle, and it shouldn't take an hour to wait for your prescription. That's why so many people in the Tri-Town area have already switched to Brown's Pharmacy. This is Patrice, and I'm proud to say that our knowledgeable staff is efficient, helpful, and patient-friendly. You're not just another insurance card to us. We are happy to consult with you and answer your questions. So make the switch to Brown's Pharmacy, Main Street in Unadilla. For more information, call us at 369-2131.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back, everybody. 4:15 to go here in the fourth quarter, and Sydney leads 24-16. And Sydney coming out of this timeout. Sky, we're in one of those situations here. Do they just want to try to punch this thing in here on second down? Are you trying to work clock? Are you trying to not get fancy? What are you saying in this timeout?
With 4:15, if we punch it in, we go up by two. You know what? We're just trying to punch it in at this point. Yeah, I mean, if you can do it on third down after we drain it, you know, another 40 seconds off, sure, whatever, right? But, no, we just want to get this ball in the end zone and pretty much at that point call it wraps. If anything can happen, of course, but still, just punch this in.
Here is Easton in the shotgun. Look to his right, now runs to his left. He's tackled at the two. We got a flag on the play and a false start against Sydney.
And that is exactly what Oneana wanted right there.
So that's going to put Sydney going in the wrong direction. Now, they put another timeout on the board for Oneana, so maybe the board was just wrong before. But that would give the Jackets two timeouts and Sydney with one. I thought they only had one.
And if they can get a stop here with those two timeouts.
All right, that changes things.
A lot, yes. And that penalty right there for Sydney, that was the last thing that you wanted to do, back yourself up 5 yards just because of a pre-snap penalty.
All right, so we're coming up on 4 minutes to go. It's 24-16. So this is a second down and 10 now, and Easton fumbled the ball, and Oneana has it. He tried to run to his left, and it's like it just slipped out of his hand. And guess who was there? Riley Waltz was able to gather that ball up, and here's Oneana with two timeouts, 4 minutes left, 90 yards away.
Here we go.
Here we go. The drive for Oneana with 4 minutes left. And they trail 24-16. And, boy, Sydney, again, right in great field position, just a little costly mistake. Fumbles, interceptions, it's tough.
And if you're the Oneana Yellow Jackets right here, you got to be thrilled about getting another opportunity, especially with Sydney getting the ball all the way down their own side. But now we have it back. Got to go down and tie it.
This is their chance. Nelson drops back. Wants to throw over the middle. It's complete. Out to the 30, 35 before he tackled. Huge catch there by Marshall Mahar. One of the smallest guys on the field comes across the middle and hauls that in.
And that's a huge play. A little bit more room now for them to breathe. Moving out all the way to the 36. That's huge.
Huge, huge play. Clock still moving. 3:45 left in a one-score game. It's 24-16. Sydney on top of Oneana. Jackets with the ball. Nelson drops back. Flushed out of the pocket. It's coming, and he's able to just throw this one away. Smart play there because the rush was chasing him down. Good job by that Sydney defense on the line to chase him. Logan Mott and Connor Wheeler were breathing down his neck.
I'm actually kind of surprised that wasn't intentional grounding because I don't think the ball got back to the line of scrimmage, even though he was outside the tackle box.
Yeah, I didn't want to say it was smart to get it away, but he really had to sling that thing just to kind of get it over in the direction of any receiver. Second down and 10, 3:35 left. Oneana going right to left, ball on the 35. Nelson throws. Aiden finds Eden, and he avoids the tackle. He's got some room, 40 to the 50. And it's coming back here after a flag. What'd you see there, Sky? I saw that flag coming about midfield.
That's going to be a hold right there, unfortunately. It's going to come back 10 yards from the spot of the foul.
And, oof, yeah.
And the unfortunate part is it was behind the play, and as a former receiver myself, that one hurts.
And he made such a nice move. I mean, they basically threw it out to him in the flat and said, be creative, and he made a couple guys miss. And it comes back.
Yeah, that was a huge play right there. Unfortunate break for Oneana, but if you're Sydney, that's what we wanted right there. Another big play for Oneana, but that one nullified. But, wow, Oneana's offense has come alive a little bit more here in the second half.
So this will be a second and 15. Backs OHS up to the 30-yard line on the right hash. Two wide receivers split to the right, two to the left. And off the left hip here of Nelson is Aiden Hendricks. Nelson gets a block, throws out. He's got his Nelson counterpart out there to the 45, and another good catch and run there by Eden Nelson. Boy, wow, Nelson to Nelson has been the connection here tonight, and he gets out of bounds, and it's a first down, so they dig themselves out of the hole. And the ball is up to near midfield at about the 46-yard line.
And with 3:18 left and two timeouts, we don't have to hurry. You know, we still got plenty of time to run our basic offense, especially with those timeouts. We don't have to panic and try to move too fast.
So first down for Oneonta again in the royal blue with the gold trim, gold helmets, going right to left. Sydney's in the all white with the gray helmets and the maroon trim. Nelson trying to throw, and it's incomplete on that far side. And again, he was just being chased down.
He got rid of it right in the nick of time, too, because he was brought down. And, you know, I never know anymore with roughing the passer after watching so many NFL games either. So
that was close on that sideline. He took a whack. Yeah, very true. So going to be second and 10 for the Jackets near midfield on their own 47. Again, thanks for listening online. Maybe also as well on 92.3 over in Norwich or WCDOsports.com, brought to you by SFCU. Here is Nelson in the shotgun, and he's looking to his left. Rolls out, throws over the middle. He's got a receiver, and he was looking for Aiden Nelson, and he climbed the ladder but couldn't get there. Too tall. 3:05 left, and I have just been so surprised tonight, Sky, by how much Oneana has elected to throw the ball. They must have really seen something in their prep this week that said we can throw it, you know, at will.
Yeah, we haven't really seen too many runs. We saw a couple in the first half, but here in the second half, I can't think of too many actual run plays.
No, and if it is a run play, it's been some sort of QB keeper.
Right.
But very few traditional handoff and run situations. 3:05 left. Third down and 10. Nelson way back in the pocket takes a hit to Wounded Duck up in the air, and it is intercepted by Devin Baker at the 35. Hit as he throws. We do have a flag, though. Sydney is celebrating. Let's see what it is.
It's right where he got hit. I'm very curious on this one.
Is that roughing the passer against Sydney? Yeah, we have a personal foul there, and that should nullify the interception. Wow.
I don't know about that one. I'm sorry. Like, I'm not trying to say anything, but it was right as he was throwing the ball, which is why it popped up like that.
I agree.
I don't know.
That's tough because if Sydney gets that interception, they could just chew that clock up and finish this game out. But instead, this is going to keep it alive for Oneana. Wow.
This goes back to what I just said about the questionable roughing the passers. And as I said, I'm not by any means taking a side. I mean, I went to Oneana, but that play right there, the ball was popped up because of the quarterback was getting hit literally as he was throwing the ball. So I don't know in that situation where that was. What a break for Oneana.
Unless it was something after the play that we missed, you know, some sort of personal foul. But Oneana's going to get a fresh set of downs here. And here's Nelson up the middle to the 35, to the 33, working his way forward, and he's tackled there. And here is Oneana with two timeouts, 2:45 left, ball at the 33. And a couple of Sydney guys slow to get up here. Sydney coaching staff yelling to their guys to hang tough. Boy, a lot of time going off this clock here right now. Play clock is at 10. Two wide receivers split to the right, two to the left. Shotgun snap here for Nelson. Heels around the 38. Throws out finds Eden Nelson. Can he get out of bounds? Yes, he's tackled out of bounds with 2:09 left. And this is going to bring up very manageable, third and short, about a third and one on the Sydney 29. So now it's going to come down to, can they get the first down? Clock management, 2:08 left, down 24-16. And as we said before, they can score a touchdown, but they got to get the two-point conversion, too. So still a lot left to be decided here. And here is Nelson again in the shotgun. Full array of wide receivers at his disposal. Stark is going in motion from left to right. And then he's brought down. Nelson, a little miscommunication there. Had nowhere to go. He's brought down with 1:55 left, and this clock is moving here, Scott.
Yep, Nelson decided to keep that one. I don't know if it was designed that way or not, but we talked about how they haven't really run a whole lot, but they do on that one. And this, here we go. This is probably the ball game right here, Nate. Fourth and about five.
Fourth and five after that broken play went nowhere. And here we go. Ball on the 34-yard line. Nelson avoids the rush, throws, and it's incomplete. He was looking for Eden Nelson, and it was overthrown. The rush was there. Kudos to Sydney, who brought the house there, and Logan Mott just would not be denied. With 1:27 left, Sydney up 24-16. Wow.
Not done yet, because Oleana still can stop the clock with those two timeouts, so anything can happen. As we've seen with Sydney, the ball has gone on the field a couple times, so anything can still happen. But for Sydney's defense right there, way to bounce back, too, after you thinking you're getting a huge interception. That could have demoralized your whole mentality, but they stuck with it. Way to hang in tough. But if you're only out of here, we're not done.
Yeah, when you think about Sydney getting the roughing the passer and they had the interception, there was two times there where they thought maybe this game was over, but they were able to answer the call. Now they go to Garrett Oliver. Smart play by Sydney to just run it up the middle. Now we got a flag. Probably some frustrations here for the Jackets in that pile. And Oliver lost his helmet there.
And I'm guessing that's probably what it had to do with a little bit.
With a minute 20 left here, they blow the play dead at the bottom of the pile.
No, it's on Sydney.
Wow, it's going against Sydney. Maybe he took his helmet off? I mean, possibly.
Well, it's is that a 15? No, that's not.
Yeah, 10?
No, that's 15. That has to be, right? From where the...
Yeah.
So was it another unsportsmanlike?
And so a timeout's going to be taken here by Oneani. Yeah, I think another unsportsmanlike. Something happened in that pile that the officials caught. Either way, a minute 20 left. Sydney trying to wrap this up. They lead 24-16, but this has been exciting, so stay tuned. Don't go anywhere, folks. We'll be back on CDO.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. A minute 20 to go here. Sydney Oneana took that timeout. So each team has one timeout. Our score is 24-16. Sydney trying to hang on against Oneonta here with a minute 20 left. Sydney has the ball, and it's first and a country mile. It's first and 20. And so Sydney just trying to make the smart play.
And I think the penalty happened after the play, so it's going to be second down still. There it is.
So, yep, it'll be second down. A lot of turnovers here tonight, but Sydney trying to hang on. It's been turnovers for both sides. Easton in the shotgun. Runs to the left, and he's brought down immediately by that Jackets defense.
Stop by the Jackets.
Timeout's going to be taken here by Oneonta. That's their last timeout with a minute 16 to go.
Nope. What happened was the penalty, they didn't have to use it. So they actually lucked out even more so.
Right. No, they took it. I think they took it, right? I think they took the timeout.
Well, the thing, okay, well, now the scoreboard says they have three.
No, no, the timeout thing is above that.
Oh. That was the down marker.
That's the down marker. No, you're good. You're good. So, either way, we're in a stoppage here. Timeout with a minute 16 left. Sydney still does have the one timeout. Oneana with none. And so Sydney just trying to ride this out. But they do. This is tough, guys. Third and long here. There's just enough time on the clock. We'll see what happens.
And with a minute 16 left, there's going to have to be a play run after this one.
Right.
Unless, of course, you know, they pick up the first down. They can take the knee. A first down is game over. But that would take a remarkable run. I can't. If you're Sydney, you can't throw, I wouldn't imagine, in this situation.
Yeah, this is third and 15. As you said, Sky, first down would end it. But it's not going to be easy, so you're going to have one more play. And if you're Sydney, what do you do? It's going to be fourth down and possibly long, so we'll see. It'll be an interesting last minute 16 here. Post-game show coming up after that. Sydney comes out with two wide receivers to the right, one to the left. Taylor is up on the left sideline. Easton shotgun, wants to run, comes to the right. Jacket sniffing it out, and they tackle him after a gain of two. And Eden Nelson was right in there to make the tackle, as well as Aiden Hendricks. And so this brings up fourth down. Fourth and about 14, and Sydney is on their own 26-yard line.
They just signaled Oneana called the timeout. I'm telling you, I think
you maybe had it right.
Uh-huh.
They didn't have them up on the board.
There it is.
Okay, so there's the timeout. I say it all the time, but there's too many timeouts in these games. It's unbelievable how many they get. It's, like, ridiculous.
But that changes it even more because now there's a minute seven left as opposed to Sydney being able to drain it down even
yep.
more.
And so Sydney still has the one timeout, apparently.
Okay.
And Oneana now has none. And so Sydney here on a fourth down, going to have to punt it away, don't you think?
And you have, first of all, you have to, but there's so much with this. You have to snap it right. The punt, as we've seen a couple of times for Oneana, you want to punt the ball away, but do you risk punting it right to the punt returner who could possibly return it? I would imagine, let's see, ball's on the left hash, or right hash, rather. You punt it all the way over to the left on a line drive to where he can't return it.
Easton will punt, and Sydney has not punted tonight.
Right.
So this is our first look at what they're going to do. Easton usually has a great foot. But we'll see. Back to our right to receive is Grayson Brockington, the sophomore.
You've got to aim this away from the sideline here.
Good snap, good punt. Brockington's going to have a chance to receive. He fumbled it at the 40 and then falls on it. So Oneata is going to get the ball back with 1:01 to go. And they will be on their own 38, going right to left.
Smart play by the returner there. After not catching it clean, the most important thing, just fall on the ball. And that was exactly what he did, which is exactly what you had to do.
Would have been so easy and tempting to try to scoop that thing up and just run.
Uh-huh. Speaking from experience, absolutely.
Amazing how difficult that must be in the moment.
It is. And the thing is you're not worried about just the ball, but, you know, anyone coming at me, and you're trying to see two things at once and possibly the life, and then you add on top of it the situation of the game right now. There's a lot that goes on.
So 1:01 left. And Oneana will have the ball going right to left. Four wide receivers. They're going to look to the left. Nelson goes over the middle. Eden finds Eden, stays on his feet, and he's going to get tackled at about the 45. There's 52 seconds left. This is tough. They threw it to the middle of the field, so they can't stop the clock. They have no timeout.
He's going to want that back. They ran a wheel route with Nolan Stark, who was wide open.
And Sydney's going to take the timeout with 41 seconds left. Coach Matthews never leaves the timeout on the table. We'll step away for 30 seconds, 24-16. And when we come back, we'll wrap this up here as Sydney is on top of Oneana on CDO.
I bet you didn't know that you may be eligible to join Shenandoah Federal Credit Union in Franklin. If you have children enrolled and attending school in Chenango, Delaware, or Otsego County, or if you have an immediate family member who is currently a member, you are eligible. Contact the office today to see how you can take advantage of the many benefits of membership at Shenandoah Federal Credit Union, where our rates on savings are competitive and our loan rates are the same for all of our qualified members. One size fits all. Visit them at 114 Main Street, Franklin.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
41 seconds left, 24-16 our score. The Jackets are down to their last chance here. Nate Lowell, Skylar Thompson with you tonight here on CDO, also WCDOsports.com, and our Norwich frequency at 92.3 FM. And so, again, we will see where Eden Nelson lines up. He's been tremendous here tonight. He'll line up to our left wing side on the outside as Oneana goes left to right. Here's the snap. Eden Nelson, the QB, looking, throws. He's got Eden at the 45, doesn't get out of bounds. He's tackled. Going to be good for the first down, though, so they will get a momentary stop here. 34 seconds left. Ball at midfield. They're right into Sydney territory at the 48-yard line. Two wide receivers split to each side. One running back in the backfield. Nelson drops back. About a three-step drop. Wants to go long. He's got Eden Nelson to the near side. At the 30, and it's complete with 20 seconds left. Boy, this is going to come right down to the wire, Scott.
Absolutely. And he got out of bounds with 20.8 left.
So 20 seconds left. Jackets checking the play. And it has been Nelson to Nelson. Can Sydney maybe read into that a little bit? Here on defense, Aiden drops back. Again, looking over the middle. He's going to get flushed out of the pocket, tries to throw, throws it out of bounds. And it's incomplete. So 12 seconds left. Second down and 10. Ball is on the 31-yard line, deep in Sydney territory. Oneana has the ball, down by a score. Again, they'd have to score and get the two-point conversion to tie.
Now, if you're Sydney here, I would imagine you would play sideline in. They wouldn't let anything get to the sideline, force everything to the middle of the field, and have, I think they have two guys deep so nothing gets over the top. That's what I would imagine they would do, but we'll see.
12.4 seconds left. Oneana going right to left. It's going to come down to this. Maybe one more play after it. Aiden Nelson, the QB, drops back, throws over the middle. It's complete to Aiden Nelson. He's on his feet, and he's brought down at the 10 with 4.6 seconds left. They're going to have to try to line up here. The clock stops momentarily for the first down. Can Oneana get set? It's going to come down to one last play. Clock is running. Will they get the playoff in time? They do, but the ball's on the turf. He stands up, and they're going to say he didn't get that off, and Sydney's going to win. The snap was low. The snap was low, and when he went down to try to get that ball, they called it dead. And so that last play didn't get to go off, and that's the way it ends here, Sky. What a finish in this 24-16 game.
Wow.
Wow. Unfortunate. You'd love to see that last play develop, but just the snap was low. They were in a hurry and couldn't get it off. We'll be back with the postgame show. 24-16 is our final. Sydney hangs on to beat Oneana. We'll be back on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Every day at NBT Bank, we focus our business around all the ways we can help yours. We're large enough to offer leading business and digital solutions, but local enough to ensure personalized one-on-one service. So turn to NBT Bank for a full range of business solutions, like capital and treasury management services, even fraud protection, and see how NBT Bank is just the right size to help you do big things. Visit nvtbank.com to learn more and start a conversation. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back one last time to Lloyd Baker Field here at Oneonta High School. What a game, Sky. Sydney hangs on 24-16 for a division win and came right down to the final play of the game.
It really did, and, you know, you always want to see that final play happen. Unfortunately, the snap was low. When Nelson went down to pick it up, his knee was still on the ground, so they had to blow that dead. But what a dream. What a great finish.
We're going to give out our three awards here for offense, defense, and all-purpose players of the game. First up is the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you by NBT Bank, top-rated by Forbes and rated highly by the people that matter most, our customers. NBT Bank is proud to support local high school sports. We decided to go with Dylan Easton here. Those two touchdowns, the one, a 60-yard scamper, and again, just willing to take the punishment and just always the big playability. He gets that award tonight.
Big playability, and you mentioned it. I mean, and the runs up the middle, the outside, the throwing, a lot of offense tonight from him.
Next up is the Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Morabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Morabito and Jeff Gresham cheer on our local high school football teams on WCDO. We're going to give this to Devin Baker from Sydney. We also considered Ethan Harrington from Oneonta. Both were tremendous tonight. We'll go with Devin because he played like a man possessed out there and made some really big plays when they needed it most on defense.
That fourth down batted pass when he came up was one of the biggest plays of the game. He played an outstanding game defensively.
Lastly is the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO Brands in Sydney, always supporting youth in our local communities. Happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO. ACCO Brands is a proud local employer and community partner. We decided to go with Eden Nelson here, number 14 for Oneonta. It seemed like if there was a catch, he was going to make it tonight. Double-digit catches, he was tremendous.
Really was, and that whole drive, it was the quarterback looking at one receiver more or less, and that shows the trust. I mean, they're brothers, of course, but the trust in the receiver to make the play, and he did it every single time.
So those are our three awards here tonight. A big victory for Sydney on the road, a division victory as well, but just a fun game to cover. Glad we could be here and do it. And, Sky, next week I'm looking at doing BG at home against Spencer Vanette and Kander. That would be a Friday night game, and then the playoffs will be here.
Here we go.
There we go. So that's pretty amazing. Make sure you check out natelull.com. That's going to have our radio schedule each week, so you can click on that tab and see where we're going to be for the radio. And, of course, you can always listen on WCDOsports.com, courtesy of SFCU. It's also where our game audio archive is. So, again, our final score, 24-16. Sydney football hangs on the road for a victory over Oneonta. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo. He's our producer back in our Sydney Main Street studios. For Sky Thompson, I'm Nate Lowe. Talk to you soon. Have a good night from WCDO Sports.
From yesterday and today on your Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
The greatest hits of all time play here.
That'd be great!
WCDO.